Welcome to Parchment Update, an interview series from the Parchment Community Library to bring your community closer to you. I'm Karen Woodworth, Library Ambassador. I have two guests joining me today from Parchment High School to talk about the National Honor Society Easter Egg Hunt. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Nia Wilson.
Hi, my name is Claire Essemacher.
Well, thank you both for being here today. So please tell us about the Easter Egg Hunt. When and where will it be, and how does it work?
Okay, so it will be at the Parchment High School football field from 12:30 to 3:30, and we'll have games and crafts tables near the field, where we'll have the main event, the Easter egg hunt, and then we'll have different activities that we can do afterwards, like making slime, and we'll get stamps so that the kids will have like free range to know like if they can do the egg hunt, or if we have a lot of people, we'll do it in different sections so that everybody gets a chance to play. And it's only $1 if you want to do the concession stands, where we'll have other games and face painting and whatnot.
Okay, well, that sounds like a really fun event. So just to clarify, is there a charge for the egg hunt itself, or is there just a charge for the other activities, or just a charge for food?
The egg hunt itself, I'm pretty sure, is free. The other stuff is $1, and we encourage donations. Water is free, though, of course.
Okay, are there age restrictions on the event?
We have a small restriction, kids 10 and under, just because it would make it less fair if older kids were to be going at the same time as all the kids, and then they like get more eggs, or like, yeah.
And so kids 10 and under, now will they all be hunting for the eggs at the same time? Or did you say if you have a lot of kids, they'll be split up into different age groups?
We were originally planning on sending all the kids out at once, but we haven't quite figured out if we want to separate them or have a little kid section, but that's definitely in our minds for something that we could do just to make it also even more fair and more fun.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, how many years has National Honor Society organized this, or is this the first year that has been doing it?
This is actually the first year.
Well, that's great. So, the inaugural event, and families can come on out, and kids can have a lot of fun hunting for eggs and doing other activities as well. What else would you like us to know?
Some things that we would like you guys to know is that we will have color-coded eggs for different allergies like peanut and dairy, just so that like kids can find eggs that they want, and if they have like dairy or nuts in them, they can like not get certain colors so that they can have all the candy they want and not feel like they can't have all their candy that they get. And there will be snacks provided there, like just small snacks that are free, just to like, just in case if kids get hungry or something happens or kids have a medical issue, we will have like free snacks provided just in case.
Okay, yeah, and that's reminding me, I probably should have asked, what kind of eggs are you hunting for? Because I didn't even realize that there are different kinds of eggs. So yeah, those.
They're just gonna be like the plastic eggs that we're just gonna stuff with like different kinds of candy, and we're just gonna scatter them.
And can you review for us one more time the date and the times of the event?
Okay, that's March 30th, and it's from 12:30 to 3:30.
And there will be two hunts, one at 12:30 and one at 2:30.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both so much for being here today to share the information with me. It sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
Thank you.